Okay, I'm speaking with...
Garen Bratcher, Loaves and Fishes.
Okay, so I understand now it's 5:32 or so here in Pacific time here in Sacramento, and the police have been letting you all sit, and they're not arresting anybody. And I understand that you've decided to make a change of tactics. Could you tell people what that would be?
Well, yes, we believe that they're not going to make any arrests or any tickets tonight. So what we've decided is to be here as long as we can tonight, and then again tomorrow set up vigil with tents and prepare to camp if we need to, and just hold vigil until they do something, until they do something about this problem. So
you're going to expand, actually, your activities tomorrow, bring in tents, make a little, what would you call that, a little safe ground here?
We're going to try to make a safe ground. We're demanding safe ground, so we're hoping that if the governor can't do it, then we can.
But it's going to be a protest safe ground. You don't really think you're going to be safe here, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So all you're going to do is you're going to get a little more in their face. If they're going to ignore you and they're not going to do you a favor and arrest you, by God, you're going to make them.
Yeah, we got to make them aware. We got to make people aware and our government aware that something has to be done. They can't just go on TV and say we're not going to sweep Tent City. We're going to help these people and then not do anything. The governor promised us that. So we're waiting for him to come outside and maybe say a few words to him if he'll listen to us, but we doubt he will.
You know, from what I've seen, not doing anything would be an improvement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, I want to wish you the best of luck with your new tactics and good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to invite you out tomorrow and anybody else that's listening to this to come.